the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. It's Monday, February 18th, 2019. And my co-host,
Casey Lawrence.
Did I say my name?
You didn't say your name yet.
Well, I never will.
Ooh, goodness gracious.
Mystery host.
Wow, it's like that time we had Santa.
That's right. I'm Chris Grace.
And I'm Casey Lawrence. I already said that. Damn.
It's All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is the afterglow of All-Star Weekend.
Today's Monday.
The Charlotte Airport is busy as a bee as people are heading out of town from a wonderful weekend away. Because it's President's Day. It's Monday. People are not doing too much stuff.
The last real game was Thursday?
The last real game was Thursday night.
Yeah, there were. So if you're not in the All-Star festivities.
Yeah.
And not that many teams played Thursday.
No.
So you might have had the last game Wednesday, and then your next game is Wednesday?
Thursday's the next game.
That's a nice little break.
We're off. It's a whole week.
They must really like that break.
Yeah, I think people are happy that they've changed it.
I mean, that must be a little bit of a balm on the egos if you don't get into the All-Star game.
Yes.
You get to just stay home.
That's right.
For a full week.
DeMar DeRozan just got to go home for one whole week.
Yep. Poor DeMar. Well, that's what happens when you're in the West. I don't like All-Star things.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you why.
You're driving a hole through the heart of this podcast.
Well, this is what I realized was I think that this All-Star weekend, it struck me that there are things about All-Star weekend that I used to really love. When I was in college, mm-hmm. I had somebody videotape Magic Johnson's post-HIV All-Star game.
Oh.
And had them mail it to me at the North Carolina School of the Arts.
Yeah.
And I went into the library, which had the only, I didn't have a VCR.
Yeah.
But the library, you could, you were supposed to, check out, videotapes of, classic theater plays and ballets and watch them.
Yes,
but
of
they
course.
Had videotape players that anybody could use. So I remember watching that game, that All-Star game where Magic was the MVP and he, shot a bunch of three-point shots.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And another drama person, this must have been 1990.
I think it was
one or two.
Yeah.
92, probably.
Yeah.
A senior saying, why are you watching that? And making fun of me for watching that instead of watching Suddenly Last Summer by Tennessee Williams.
Wow. Truly, honestly, you were the one who was being bullied.
Yeah, I was actually.
Yeah.
So back then I loved the All-Star game, but what I realized this weekend was a lot of what I used to like about the All-Star game has been replaced in other places.
Okay.
So a more personal look into the basketball players' lives.
You see that all the time now.
More presence of the players being friends with each other and being buddy-buddy.
Yeah, I mean, that is something people are always buddies with each other.
And in the game itself, lots of three-point shooting.
That's true.
I feel like I get that from the league itself
now. You do. Hence, the name of our podcast.
Yes. Now, are you all about it, though?
Oh, man, am I all about All-Star Weekend. I've been all about All-Star Weekend for, since college as well.
Yeah.
Just every year I've hosted an All-Star something party, whether it's Saturday night or Sunday night.
Which I fell asleep through.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't watch the game till today.
But. It was, every year I invite people and they just don't know why. No one has any idea why.
Uh-huh.
And I have to explain to them that, okay, do you see all these ridiculous dunks that are happening? Do you see all this ridiculousness? This is basketball taken to, the speakers are breaking mode. This is not, it's not good basketball. Nobody has ever said it's good basketball or they're trying very hard. But it's just a way to show off and, get people all right, this is fucking awesome. We're doing cool stuff with our bodies. This is fun. I love it.
It's almost more art than sport.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. And it's a showcase for, the game that we all love. And it's also so goofy and so ridiculous. I don't know. Did you? So I kind of want to go through.
Let's go through the weekend.
All-Star Saturday night. All right.
Okay.
The skills challenge. You're familiar with how they used to do the skills challenge.
Missed it completely.
You familiar with how they do it now?
No, I'm not. And when I heard who won, I definitely wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah.
but now, how do they do it now?
Skills challenge now is a 8-person tournament. head to head.
Oh.
So it's no longer time. It's how fast you can beat the person who you're playing against.
Okay, so you got brackets.
You got brackets.
You have seeding?
You do not have seeding because there is only one competition per year, so seeding would be silly. They have in the past.
I didn't know if they kind of like guessed as to who would be the best versus.
No, that. I don't know how they do it. But in the past they did, because they did a four bigs versus four guards in the past. This year, the only, I think, two bigs were Tatum and Jokic.
Tatum's a big, huh?
Tatum is...
In the modern parlance.
Yeah, he's a big. He's not a guard.
Yeah.
Right? He's a wing, but like a wing and a big, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Brad, that's what Brad calls him.
Exactly. So it was a weird one. It was a weird skills challenge because it never felt like the guy who was actually more skilled won.
Oh.
It always felt like the guy who came last and shot the three-pointer won. And because the way it works is there's a little gauntlet you got to dribble through.
Right.
You got to make a pass through a hole. You got to dribble back through the gauntlet.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to score a layup. Then you have to dribble back and shoot a three-pointer. And then, you know, that's when you are done.
Am I right that this year, the little, and maybe this has happened before, but this year it was a bunch of little Jerry Wests.
Yeah, they're logos. They're little logos. Okay. Yeah.
I want one of those.
I was like, where do I get a little Jerry West?
I want one of those.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
So you're saying
one person gets to the end and starts missing their 3-point shot?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, like Kyle Kuzma, who missed all three of his 3-point shots to lose to Jason Tatum in the first.
And then you've got to go rebound your own ball and try again?
No, you just pick a ball from the ball.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
So he was just there firing away?
Oh, yeah. Missing three in a row.
Oh, boy.
You know, it was a pretty wild one. There was one that was very close between Trae Young and I forget who, where Trae Young was like rushing up the court to shoot a three. Somebody had missed one. Uh-huh. And then the second one, they both went in basically at the same time, but Trae Young's went in just like a second. Like literally not even a second, like a tenth of a second before his.
Uh-huh.
It was wild. It looked awesome. But the last one is actually worth a watch. It was really cool because I was talking with my buddies while we were watching it. And I was like, there's no reason not to shoot from half court. Because as you're coming down...
You can just grab another ball.
You can just grab another ball. It's not like you have to go get the other ball. So we saw a couple of people take shots from half court. Jason Tatum was a full 3 or 4 seconds behind, I think it was Trae Young, at the end. And he shot a half court shot to win the skills challenge. It was awesome.
And he won.
He won. And it went that in. It was really cool.
Well, you know what? I'll give it a watch.
You gotta give at least that last little one a watch just to see the half court shot.
And Trae Young came in second.
Yeah. I think. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
You know, nobody counts the runner up.
Right.
It was weird because, you know, you have the various kind of like never feels like they're actually trying.
Yeah. You mean the speed when they go around the little things?
Yes.
Yeah. I think sometimes though that's like sometimes when I watch that I'm like, oh, I bet if they went a little faster, they might fuck up. Like
there's a little bit of them.
Also, there's the factor of they might try hard if they were like the 15th man trying to get on a team. But
yes.
On national television, they're not gonna.
Yeah, that's a no go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one was just fine. And then the 3-point shootout, the old 3-point contest was fun. If you saw who won.
I saw little clips of that.
Joe Harris, yes. Flame throwing consistently. He scored a 25 and a 26 in his two rounds.
And he's shooting very well this year.
He is. He's a great shooter. You know, there's a reason he was invited.
Yeah.
I
think he's kind of been a little bit unsung this year.
Yeah. They broadened the field this year to 10. And then, so they had 10 people do the, you know, the first round, and then 3 people do the last round.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, and it was competitive, and I think Harris made 13 in a row at one point in the final rack. It was really, really cool. It might have been 12 in a row, but he made a lot in a row,
uh-huh.
And it was very impressive. And then Steph was on fire in the first round. It was nuts. He scored, I believe, 27 points,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, if you remember, they only have 25 balls
right.
to shoot
from.
Right. They've got the money ball at the end of every rack, and then you've got one rack.
That's all money
balls. All money balls, baby. So,
and those balls are made of money.
Yeah, and that's why they're harder to shoot. It's tough because the paper kind of flies off from the ball.
I just want to throw some numbers at you.
Yeah.
Joe Harris having his best season of his career.
Ooh.
He's been in the league 5 years.
Yeah, he was kind of a scrub. A scrub drafted out of Virginia Cavaliers. With the Cavs. But somebody in Brooklyn decided he was a guy who they wanted to check and see if he could shoot.
I mean, are we close to saying that Brooklyn is a franchise that kind of does things right?
Oh.
I mean, they're developing players that other teams kind of give up on.
Ooh.
They got one in the All-Star game, and they got one to the three-point. You know, like, they're playing well.
That's a spicy take. Do you think it's because Billy King isn't involved with the team anymore?
It's very possible.
Do you think it's because they finally have their draft picks back?
Yeah, but like that doesn't. Yes, I mean that's nice, but that doesn't explain like what they're getting out of D'Lo and you know, and Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie, D'Lo, Joe Harris, Jared Harris Allen is a draft pick of theirs, but
he is scoring about 14 points a game.
Yeah,
he is shooting.
Caris LeVert.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a lot of like
the Nets do things good. I mean, they're a playoff team.
They're kind of like in that they feel to me like the Pacers. And again, it's probably putting together teams that won't win championships.
Yeah,
but it's almost like back in the day, that Jeff Hornacek interview that I listened to last week, he was kind of talking about how like Utah was kind of okay having a team that just won like 50 to 55 games and made it relatively deep in the playoffs for like 8 years.
Yeah,
and got to two finals, but like there's a lot of years where there's like we're not going to win a championship, and they didn't blow the team up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like Pacers, Nets, you know,
Hawks.
Are the Hawks good?
I mean, the Hawks.
They were
one of those teams that.
I just mean like right now, it's like there's teams like that, and I would even say maybe current Utah.
Okay,
where it's like we've got a lot of pretty good players, and like we'll give you a good competition on the night.
Yeah.
And like, I wonder in this finals or tank environment how much longer these teams can kind of stay together.
That's fair.
Joe Harris shoots 47% from the three-point line.
That's pretty good, y'all.
Yeah, and he shoots. I would all argue he probably should shoot more. He only shoots 5 times a game from there.
Well, I mean, what does he play, like 25 minutes a game?
He's getting 30 minutes a game.
30, hey, that's good.
I assume he's probably, no, he's starting.
He's starting. Right. Joe Harris, starting shooting guard for the old.
If I were the Nets coach, I'd say, like, let's get that 5 attempts up to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Because if your percentage goes down to, like, 43%, we can live with that.
Live with it.
Yeah. So, Joe Harris won. That was exciting.
Yes. Well,
but did you catch any other, was there, like, a dumb celebrity game?
I did not watch the celebrity game, but there was a dumb thing that they did before the three-point challenge.
Oh.
They had Steph and Seth come out to center court to get interviewed with their dad, Dell.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I don't know. You know, these old guys, we still got it. Uh-huh. And I got in the gym and I was shooting. And everybody's like, oh, what's going to happen? So, of course. Dell did a 3-point shootout beforehand. However, he brought 3 of his good friends to come shoot the ball with him.
Three, actual teammate friends or like 3 great 3-point shooters?
One was an actual teammate, but they were all 3 great 3-point shooters.
Reggie Miller?
No.
Reggie Miller.
Yes, Ray Allen. Reggie Miller, the whole time he was commenting on the event, was you could tell that he would just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
He was just like so salty about it.
Ray Allen was one.
Ray Allen was one.
You said one was a teammate.
One was a teammate.
On the Hornets?
Yes. you'll think of him because he also played for the Lakers.
Oh. I don't know.
He dated Sarah Palin.
That I really don't know.
Glenn Rice.
Oh, I didn't know he dated Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I mean, if they... Yeah, yes, they did.
Jesus.
I was going to say Larry Johnson. If they didn't date, they just fucked a little.
Was Peja not a Hornet? Was he a Pelican?
No, Peja was
He was a king.
Hornet. He was a king. He was a Magic. Oh, you know, he might have been a Pelican for a Hornet. I can't remember.
And who was the third?
And the third one, I believe, was Mark Price.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah. And so,
did they like each shoot a rack?
Yes. So, Dell shot the first and the last rack, uh-huh. And then, Ray Allen shot a rack, Glenn Rice shot a rack, Mark Price shot a rack, and then Dell shot the last one.
And how'd they do?
All right. So, Dell, I believe, made one shot on both of his racks. He might've made two on the last one. Ray Allen missed all 5 shots.
Uh-huh.
Glenn Rice made 2 shots and, I believe,
Mark Price.
Mark Price made one. If I recall correctly, they scored 9 points, which would have put them in last place and was very embarrassing. They had like a, like, we're going to donate this amount of money for each shot you make.
Yeah.
And then the sideline reporter was like, we're going to bump that up to $35,000 right. because you didn't hit the minimum, you old farts.
Well, I would say that anybody, but particularly a veteran, like a retired veteran, be very hard to just come off the
yeah.
street and just shoot only 5 shots.
Yeah,
like that's true. I assume that all of them, you know, have a thing you see often in the 3-point contest where it's like they might miss their first 5, but they're getting used to
yeah.
the rhythm and stuff. So it probably takes them 30 shots to just get warmed up.
Yeah. And I'm sure they didn't warm up beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, they came out in, you know, basketball clothes, and
I would like to see an old man's NBA game.
I think so too. That would be really fun. You know, maybe not so fun if everybody's bodies are broken, but
well, they could do half court.
Oh, half court would be so fun.
Or like a half court, like old man versus like top 10 high school prospects.
Ooh. I think it's like in middle school when I played soccer and we'd scrimmage the older girls team and get our fucking butts whooped.
Well, like I enjoy watching the McDonald's game.
Yeah.
I've watched that before and enjoyed it. So you didn't watch the celebrity game?
Did not watch the celebrity game, but Ray Allen did play in that.
Oh.
So a lot of celebrities I did not recognize in the celebrity game.
Isn't that the way these days?
Yeah, I was a little I mean I'm on team Lil Rel. He was a little mad he didn't get invited to the celebrity game. Who is more synonymous with awful basketball stunts than Laurel Howery?
What from?
Uncle fucking Drew.
Oh, right. That movie I still haven't seen. let me just see if I know some of these celebrities.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go down the list and see. Has Chris heard of this celebrity?
Okay. I'm going to try not to look at the description of what they are.
Has Chris heard of the celebrity? Hey, can I just, I'll read you the names.
Oh, sure.
Great. Yeah. We're making it happen.
Okay, careful.
Down. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. For the away team, Ronnie 2K.
Never heard of him.
Ronnie 2K is like the NBA 2K like lead marketing guy. He's like very popular on the internet.
But is his name Ronnie 2K?
Like that's what he goes his, by?
Like a social media branding name kind of?
Yes, exactly. Okay. All right. You know Ray Allen.
Yes.
How about AJ Buckley?
Never heard of him.
Me either.
Or her.
Bad Bunny.
Never heard of this person.
They're a singer.
Had you heard of this?
No, I don't know. Bad Bunny. Stephanie Dolson. She's a WNBA player.
Have not heard of her.
Mark Lazary.
No, I've not heard of him.
You've not heard of Mark Lazary?
How do you spell it?
Lasry.
No, who is this?
He's the Milwaukee Bucks owner.
Oh, no. Good Lord.
Okay. Hasan Minhaj.
Yes, from Netflix.
Excellent.
South Asian.
That's what I know. A big player on the weekend, Quavo.
Quavo?
Quavo.
Wait, he's on the weekend?
No. A big player.
Is he one of the Migos?
He is one of the Migos.
Yes,
there
I
you go.
Know that.
All right. Adam Ray.
Adam Ray? No, I don't know who that is.
He's a comedian.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
He hosts
About Last Night, the podcast about doing stand-up comedy.
I feel like Adam Ray might have hosted like a food show at one point.
No, that was Adam Richmond on Man Versus Food.
Okay, then I don't know who Adam Ray is.
Okay. We got Amanda Seals.
Don't know who that is.
She's an actor, comedian, recording artist.
Okay. So far, this caliber is less than The Masked Singer.
Yes. Yeah. James Shaw Jr.
Don't know him.
Me either.
What is he?
A hometown hero?
What does that mean?
I truly have no idea what that means.
Is that the away team?
Disarmed a gunman with a rifle during the Nashville Waffle House shooting in Tennessee.
Okay.
That's great. Good. Hey, you got to play in the celebrity game. That's cool.
What a weird benefit.
Yeah, I mean. All right. For the.
Boy, that was all the celebrities from the Ray Allen team?
Yeah, from the Ray Allen
team. Wow.
They had the other guy from the About Last Night, so Brad Williams.
They're reaching a little bit.
A little bit. For the home team, Mike Coulter.
Okay. Don't know who that is.
You've seen him. Did you see Girls Trip?
I have not seen Girls Trip.
Did you see Luke Cage?
No, I have not.
Did you
see Luke Cage?
He's Luke Cage.
Then I know who he is.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Chris Daughtry.
Yes, I know who that
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah. Terrence Jenkins.
I don't know who that is. I remember that the Wim, the lead singer of Arcade Fire, has played a couple of these. Have you seen that?
Yes, he has.
And he's decent.
Yeah, he's good. He plays. Terrence Jenkins hosts 106 in Park on BET.
Okay, yes.
Famous Los.
That's a name?
That is a name.
It's good to put famous into your title, though.
Yeah. No, very, very, very never heard of him. Okay. The next one you've heard of, Dr. Oz.
Yes, there was a little bit of controversy about this on the Reddit NBA discussion.
Ooh.
Because they were just saying that Dr. Oz does push a lot of like fake health things, and they're like,
got it.
The NBA shouldn't be, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He's the most famous person that we've said so far, besides Ray Allen.
Got it. Rhapsody.
Is it Daughtry, maybe? Rhapsody, I don't know who that is. That's Rhapsody is a streaming music service.
No, she is a rapper.
Ah.
Okay, then we got, who do we got here? Bo Reinhardt.
Don't know who that is.
Bo Reinhardt is...
country music singer?
I don't know. They're a Christian rock band. Yeah. Oh, he's a Christian rock band guy.
There you go.
Real fun. J.B. Smoove.
Yeah.
You know,
Smoove. One of the best guest judges on The Masked Singer this
year. Steve Smith.
Like former NBA player or wide receiver from the Carolina Panthers?
Wide receiver from the Carolina
Panthers. They should have put both Steve Smiths on the team.
They should have. They had WNBA player Aja Wilson, who's
I think you've mentioned.
Yeah, she's a good player for the Las Vegas Aces. Then the last two were Jay Williams.
You mean Jason Williams from Duke?
I do mean Jason Williams from Duke, yeah. Oh. But he goes by Jay Williams now.
Right, because to differentiate from Jason Williams, white chocolate.
No, to differentiate from Jason Williams, bad at NBA.
Oh.
And now he's just Jay Williams commentator.
Oh, no, but he started going by Jay sort of like a year or two into his career because he overlapped with Jason Williams.
Yeah. So anyways, there is, you know, just
Jason Williams didn't get in an accident, did he?
He did get in an accident.
Oh, okay.
But then there was also the other Jason Williams who shot a guy with a shotgun.
Yes. J-A-Y-S-O-N.
Yes.
Right. In his house.
Yeah.
And then he's in jail now, I think.
No, he's out now.
Oh, he's out? Yeah. I mean, but he went to jail.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez still in jail, I would assume?
No, Aaron Hernandez is out of jail.
Is he really?
He is.
Didn't he murder somebody?
He did.
God.
He is out of jail and in the ground because he committed suicide.
Oh, okay. In jail or out
in
of
jail?
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess he is out of jail then, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that Aaron Hernandez was not alive anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
the things you learn on your basketball podcast.
That's right. So the thing about this list of celebrities, I will say, is that it's not that inconceivable that one of us could get in this game. I mean, when it was like Lil Bow Wow and Justin Bieber and, I mean, even the lead singer of Arcade Fire, you could look at that group. I feel like... either Ice Cube or Ice-T or both of them have played in this game. And that those are true celebrities that are far beyond our ken.
Okay. Holy shit. We got to start a Get Chris to the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game. It's 100% the only thing I'm going to think about.
Because don't you think that any series regular from like a major, what was this on, TBS?
It was on ESPN.
ESPN.
Yeah, so, that's why like Luke Cage guy was on it.
A major series regular from an ABC, which is affiliated with Disney and ESPN. So like if Randall Park wanted to be in this game, I bet he could have been.
I think Randall Park has been in the game.
Yeah. Like anybody from like, you know, if Jeff Garlin wanted to play in this game, I'm sure he could have.
Yeah.
Given who else is in this game. So, you know, hey, I'm going out for series regulars.
Hey, I mean, this is what I'm looking for.
I haven't gotten one, but
hey, you're close. You're on guest star level, and we'll get you to series regular.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the line between co-star and guest star right
great,
now.
Great, great.
But I have been in the room for series regular for a few things this year.
Ooh,
all of which I'm like, I'm not probably gonna get this because what? Just a little insight into TV out there. Everybody wants these jobs.
What?
So
people want to get a job.
What happens is that I go into these rooms and I think I do okay, but I'm competing against people that have already been series regulars on the show.
They got that.
So they already have that like, okay, we can trust this person to like do this job. They don't know me from anybody. So imagine
they just gotta watch more Superstore. They gotta listen to our podcast and see that you bring up Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, not knowing who, like what his current status is. There's a pilot out right now that is it's about magic, and it's written by people from Superstore, and I haven't been brought in for it. That's the level that I'm at right now.
I'm so mad about that.
But let's say, like, if you were Casey, if somebody said, like, we're going to give you the opportunity to write a TV series, and you're going to be the creator.
Yeah.
And, but it's your first time at bat.
Yeah.
Then you are more likely to be like, I want to use Richard Kind because I know he's going to be a name and he's good.
Yeah. And you want this thing to stick.
Yeah. You are probably not like, if it's your 10th comedy series that you've written, you might be like, let's give a chance to a new person. But if it's your first time up there, you're not going to like take a chance on a face that you don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a crew of buddies that you're bringing up with you, which happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But even then, like, there's tons of times where like people try to get their friends in, but you know, it's their shot. So they got to go with, you know,
like John Mulaney's show.
I never watched that. Did you?
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah. So, was that it for... Oh, then the dunk contest.
Then the dunk contest.
Which I watched highlights of.
Okay, so the dunk contest was a nightmare. It was not good. There were, I would say, three good dunks.
Uh-huh.
One was, I really liked John Collins' first dunk, and it got a 40, and people didn't like it. I was like, this was awesome.
That was off the side, and he kind of grabbed the side.
It wasn't even off the side. He just... Or maybe he was off the side, but
they kind of deducted the side because he grabbed the side.
I mean, I think that's impressive.
I also don't think it really matters. Like, they were talking about that, and they were talking about later when people sort of pushing off of people.
Yeah, when DSJ wanted to jump over Dwayne Wade, and he had to do it 15 times before he finally got it.
Yeah. Oh, but man. I don't think that little vaulting or that grabbing the side, that's not what gets somebody up there, I don't think.
I mean, there's a bit of it, but also Dennis Smith Jr. ruined this dunk contest.
Well, see, I only watched the highlights.
Yeah.
So was there a whole bunch of misses?
Every single time he missed multiple times. Uh-huh. And there were times when he had like bad lobs, which didn't count towards his misses. And it was just a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Dennis Smith Jr., you are hereby banned
from basketball.
Yeah. Nice trade, the Knicks. He's banned from doing the dunk contest again. That was fucking awful.
Yeah.
I was mad. I was mad because he was wrecking my Saturday night.
And then did he come in second?
He came in second. Because here's the thing. John Collins did this dunk, which was insane.
Uh-huh.
He dressed up like a Tuskegee Airman, and he tried to jump over a model airplane.
Oh, I did see that.
It was amazing because he tried to jump over the model airplane. He broke the model airplane, and he made the dunk.
He like
it was so funny.
I thought that was a Kitty Hawk reference.
No. He had other people who dressed up like the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh my God.
It was out of this world. It was cool. Like the idea behind like, let's do something historic and get in here. But I mean, I felt like he should have gone to the second round instead of,
DSJ
because I didn't
designer
like
shoe warehouse.
Designer shoe Jer House.
Yeah.
I think DSJ was the only good dunk that he did was the one that he vaulted over J. Cole.
Uh-huh.
That was good. That was a good dunk. I mean, a bummer that he had to like do it a couple of times before he got it right. But that was a good dunk, and he had like the good body angle on it, you know. Because like dunks where you're just like standing vertically. Okay, fine. Where your like body is almost horizontal, those dunks are rad.
Yeah. I was thinking, what if they did a thing where how many were in the field to begin with?
Four.
Oh, only four?
Yeah, it's only four. It's always been four.
What if
always is the wrong
in
term,
the in the new era?
In the new era, yeah.
What if they did a thing where it was like two people go at a time, either on the same rim or in different rooms, maybe different rooms just for safety.
Yeah,
and we say you've got 3 minutes or something.
They used to do that. They used to do that with the 3 minutes thing. It was like a minute and a half to do your dunk.
No. 3 minutes to just do.
Oh, as many dunks
whatever
as
you
want
to do. To put together like the equivalent of like a figure skating short form program.
Okay.
Of like You know, if you end up missing a dunk 12 times and you use up your 3 minutes to do that, we're rating the entire body of your 3 minutes against the other person.
Okay, and so this way we get to like watch a basketball player like put his hands above his head at one corner of the court and then like tumble towards the other end. And
yeah,
I'm just imagining floor routines now.
If they want to. I mean, we have seen people do cartwheels into dunks.
Okay, the worst thing about this always is the judges.
Uh-huh.
Right. The judging made no sense. There were some dunks that they rated 50 that were obviously like 42s.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can't deal with this. Yeah, the judges were not good. And the NBA had to update their list of all dunks that have ever gotten a 50.
Uh-huh. And you did not think they were worthy additions. No,
there was a DSJ dunk that got a 50. I was like, that dunk sucked butt, and now, you shouldn't have done it.
Hamidou Diallo did a dunk that I did think was amazing.
When he jumped over Shaq.
Yes.
And he put his elbow in the rim.
Because
that's a double reference.
The Vince Carter elbow dunk is my favorite dunk from the year that Vince Carter won.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird looking.
Yes.
And I love... It's just that we have seen the same things over and over and over. So Vince Carter was working at a level where he was like, oh, what if I did this instead?
Yep.
And I remember that dunk, I don't think, got a 50 back in the Vince Carter days. Because it was almost
people
like,
were not expecting.
Yeah, it was like ahead of its time or something. It was too weird. We have seen so many between the legs dunk whatever.
Yeah.
Just that thing of like, I mean, Harold Miner did that all a million years ago, and then Kobe did it, and then
Jerry Miner did it.
Yeah. J.R. Smith did it. No, J.R. Smith? No, Isaiah Ryder? Is that a person?
Isaiah Ryder is a
Was
person.
He also called J.R. Ryder?
Yes.
Okay. So the elbow dunk was great. When Vince Carter did it, he basically jumped basically vertically.
Yeah.
He did not jump from like a distance the way that Diallo did.
Yeah.
So, yes, to do the... It was almost like a triple reference.
Yeah.
Because wait, the one reference is... Did somebody jump over... No one's jumped over Shaq before.
But didn't... Oh, no.
No, someone jumped over Dwight Howard.
Yeah. So the reference was the Superman to Dwight.
Right. But also Nate Robinson jumped over Dwight that year. So it's almost three references. Well, it's
very close.
Nate Robinson, it's the shirt for Dwight, and it's the elbow dunk for Vince. Anyway, that was great. I love that dunk.
Yes, that was a good dunk. And I liked some of his other dunks, too.
Yeah.
Which I thought were impressive.
I don't really know him as a player.
He is energetic.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play a ton.
I noticed he put an H in front of his name. I don't know if that was always there, but... Until this year, the name Hamidou Diallo, I would have associated with a very different person, which was a guy that was like assaulted by the New York Police Department back in the day.
Got it.
Or maybe shot to death?
There's
a famous Hamidou Diallo. And I remember thinking like, oh, this kid has the same name as that guy.
Got it. Oh, yes. Okay.
So.
Yeah, 1999.
We still need the dunk contest? I know they've tried to retool it over the years.
That's tough. I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe if the dunk contest were expanded to 8 and done in the same way as the skills challenge.
Head to head.
Right. And like instead of like voting numbers, you vote a person. There's 5 people who vote and you're like, I vote for this guy, I vote for this guy. And then, you know, you do 2 dunks in each round.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're like it would make it a little longer, but I like the idea of making it more of a competition, less about this like scoring system.
I wonder if it's just an area of study that we have learned a lot about and that we're hitting diminishing returns on what there is left to do with dunks.
Yeah.
Because I remember the Vince Carter year was a return of the dunk contest.
Yeah.
It hadn't been around for a couple of years at that time. And this is maybe like 2000 or something. And that dunk contest was great.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid years like the Dominique and the Jordan and the Spud Webb.
Yeah.
Those feeling like, wow, I've never seen this stuff before. And Jordan is particularly, I remember just like, these are weird angles that I've never seen dunks from or.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if. Which is weird because I would think that the players are more athletic now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's tough because
I think they're getting higher than they used to. Like they, I know that the camera angle always makes it look like their head is at the rim when often it's not.
Yeah.
But they seem to be more close to that than they used to be.
Yeah. And Hamidou Diallo got his head up above the rim a couple of times.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean that you've heard what I think would make it better. I think more like personal competition, like actual beefs. And then also
well, more beefs in general make the All-Star more beefs, better.
Way better. But also more brand names in the dunk contest as well.
Uh-huh.
Right. You
want like a Spindrift branded?
What I mean is players who you want
to see. Oh, for sure. Yes. Right.
And like that's always the thing is like the players are like, oh, I don't want to do it.
Right.
But
yeah, because like, Giannis hasn't done it, right?
But he did do a dunk in the game.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying though, is like you kinda want Giannis to be in the dunk contest too.
That's right.
You kinda want
That's why I want to have eight. I want to have eight and I want to have it be like
Blake has done it, right?
Blake has done it.
Okay.
Do you remember the Kia? Do you remember Baron Davis?
I do remember him jumping over a Kia.
Yeah, he didn't jump over a plane like John Collins almost did.
Right. And he also didn't kick it to pieces.
It's true. It'd be funny if he kicked the Kia.
You know what would be great is if somebody
Kia, we fall apart if you kick us.
Well, what about somebody dunking through a balsa wood picture of Donald Trump and just kicking him to pieces? No one's done a like burst through dunk.
That would be kind of cool to get like I can't see the rim, so I'm just gonna jump up through like paper and dunk the shit out of this ball. Here's the thing, are they gonna roll out another piece of paper if you miss the dunk the first time?
Oh god.
And then the third time, and then you get your lob wrong, and then Dennis Smith Jr. puts you in purgatory.
There was
a picture of Steph on the sideline just watching DSJ do it and going like, ooh, no! I think maybe that's what the stars want to avoid, is just like somebody being embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
But also like, it's All-Star Weekend, baby.
What about this? An under, like a height division.
Ooh.
An under 6'1 category or something like that.
Okay, all right. There aren't even that many under 6'1 players anymore.
Or you know what I mean. Little guys. Relatively.
Yeah. Ben Simmons, who's a rookie and a guard.
What are two famous not being able to see the rim dunks from the dunk contest? I can think of two.
There was the blindfold one. Uh-huh. I remember there was a blindfold one.
Cedric Ceballos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he got oriented and he like went for the run at it.
And he like measured it out from the other free throw line.
Yeah.
He was a great dunker.
I'm trying to think. Did Gerald Green do one of those too?
He might have actually, but it was a Celtic who did another don't look at the rim, and I believe he won the contest that year.
Ooh.
Not a super famous Boston Celtic, but
I don't know.
D Brown. Held his arm up.
Oh, okay.
And couldn't blocked his eyes from seeing it.
Nice.
So let's talk about the game.
The All-Star game.
Furious
comeback.
Yes, it was. Steph Curry responsible for my two favorite plays in the game.
Oh, my God. That bounce to Giannis was so fucking cool. Great.
The game needs way more.
I got out of my seat. Yeah. It was amazing. And, like, when I say out of my seat, I was, like, for the first half, I was cooking a lot. So I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was, like, peeking over whenever I could. And that fucking dunk made me go insane. And like, this is one of the few times when I have people over to watch basketball and I can scream and I can shout and I can be like, get people fucking amped. That was awesome.
Now, did they share your enthusiasm?
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, like, there were people who were knitting, there were people who were never watched basketball before, and people were there for just dinner. But like, I you know you try as hard as you can to get them yelling, but like the knitting was intense.
And Steph was responsible for my other favorite play of the game.
Was that
the very last play of the game?
No, when the game was over, we didn't have to watch it anymore.
No, when he dunked at the very end.
Oh yes, I forgot. I completely forgot.
Alley-oop to himself. I was like, that's what the All-Star game is for.
Yeah, why didn't they make Ben Simmons take a three-pointer like Shaq had to take a three-pointer every All-Star game? Like, you know, I wanted to see things that never normally happen. Like Dirk. Dirk was on fire.
Oh, Dirk was great.
That was a great moment. It was so nice because you did kind of have to wonder, like, were they going to fuck up the All-Star game by putting these old fogies in there?
Right.
And they did not. They made it more fun.
One thing I noticed, and I don't think it's a function of it being in Charlotte, Dirk is just more loved than Dwayne Wade is.
Yes, I think so.
I'm not sure why.
I think Dirk is more loved in just general populace.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade is more loved around the league.
Oh, you mean by other players?
Yeah.
Probably so. I mean, he's on the banana boat.
Yeah.
But when Dirk would make a shot.
Oh.
The crowd reaction was different than when Dwayne
made a shot. And just because they were so ostentatious from so far away and, you know, he's just so goofy. I then went and my girlfriend didn't know who Dirk Nowitzki was, so I went and showed her a bunch of funny Dirk Nowitzki videos.
Uh-huh.
Because he's just like a big goofball. And like, then he's also, you know, one of the best basketball players of all time.
You know?
So got to give a little Dirk Nowitzki tutorial.
You know, it's a category defining in a way.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not sure how many big men before him were like consistently shooting from the outside.
No.
Oh, who's the bald New Jersey net that everybody... Oh, Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman was like, this guy is the most talented basketball player to ever play the game.
Yeah.
And he shot a lot. He was able to shoot from 3-point.
Yeah.
And then was like, but he's an asshole that doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
But like physically gifted. Did you enjoy the game otherwise?
I did enjoy the game. And I thought it was very fun to have that comeback happen.
Yeah, you know, get a little competition in there.
There was some competition because at the beginning it seemed like it was going to be we're just going to let Giannis dunk whatever he wants competition, right. Which is fun, and I love watching Giannis dunk. But the other thing is, didn't it kind of feel like Team Giannis was throwing the game in the second half by letting Russell Westbrook take 100 three-pointers? Like, that's not a winning team's strategy, is Russell Westbrook three-pointer fest.
My assumption is probably that they're just, like, not going to say something to him. Because he's probably, like, a weirdly intense person in general.
I don't know. It was just like, if you want to win, put Russ on the bench if he's going to jack threes like that.
Yeah, but who's going to say that in an All-Star game?
I don't know. Chris Middleton, you know, stick up for yourself. I don't know. Chris Middleton was making shots.
Yeah, he had a decent game.
And Russell Westbrook came out and jacked them into a loss.
Yeah. I mean, just as he's going to in the playoffs this year.
Did you want to know something interesting?
Yes.
Do you know who never shared the court at the same time?
Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook.
That is correct, my friend.
Do you think that was by design?
I do think that was by design. I don't think those two men like each other.
Yeah, probably not.
Very funny to see them on the same team. Another very good moment from the game was when Steph hit the three in Klay Thompson's face and Klay Thompson fouled him.
Loved that moment. Klay did the same thing he does, even if, like, just like the casual waving off of the call.
Oh my God. So funny.
I wanted to see more of that.
Because that's the one thing that I think we really, truly get better in this All-Star format.
Yeah.
Is players on the same team playing against each other.
I love that.
Well, I want to see that so much more. I want practices to be televised. I want all that stuff because that is where the fun happens.
I've said this many times. I would pay a premium to be able to have unlimited access to all the body mics.
Oh yeah.
Of the players and the coaches.
Also, did you see, I don't know, you probably watched it on the replay, so you didn't see a ton of the interview stuff?
No, I didn't.
They had a really cool behind the head Bluetooth headset interview thing that they were doing. It was like, instead of like having like the headset that goes over their head and they have to like talk into a mic or whatever, it was just like a really cool unobtrusive thing that players could wear so they could talk to the broadcast.
And was there some camera that was floating around?
Yeah, there was definitely some camera that was I don't know if there was a camera that was floating
around. I heard like in the highlights I watched, they talked about like this camera can get close. It was like when they added a long time ago this one that was like on a wire.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
No. I mean, I remember the like mid court
in the 90s, 2000s, they added this camera that was on a wire that would go side to side so that when they're bringing the ball up, you could like sort of run parallel with them. And I remember being very unsatisfied.
Yeah. I don't know.
Basketball is kind of like, in general, like even when I play like NBA 2K or like when actually particularly when I would play NCAA, whatever that video game was.
Yeah.
It would put it at a much higher like college-y angle and be like, no, I need to change to what I'm used to.
Do you play from the side or do you play from the back?
In
2K.
Well, in all the new games, you can play for whatever you want.
Yes.
You can
but where do you
play? Oh, where do I play? I think I play now from the back.
Yeah, I play from the back too.
But then do you have it flip around or no?
I do have it flip around.
I think I keep it on the same.
Interesting.
I think when I'm playing defense, I'm backing up.
Yeah. No, I definitely play defense, you know, looking at it.
But I have played whole entire seasons with a standard NBA camera.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, like, I don't know if I could do that. It doesn't feel right to me for a basketball video game that's not NBA Jam.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook was 1-for-8 from three-point land.
Tanking. Why tank in an all-star game?
Yeah. Lillard shot a lot as well.
He did, but he had some nuts shots from downtown.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the audacity. And Dame's got that audacity in real games, too, which is awesome.
By the way, LeBron was also 1-for-8.
I can believe that.
James Harden was 4-for-13. That's a very standard stat line for him.
Standard James Harden season. Three-pointer line. Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris Middleton was 6-for-10.
Yeah, he had a great game.
I'm very happy for this. Is his first All-Star game,
right? First All-Star game.
That's great. I'm very happy.
D'Angelo Russell had a quiet game.
He got some points in, though. Did everybody get
Anthony
points?
Davis played 5 minutes.
That's weird.
He played 5 minutes. I read something today saying that he may have played his last game as a New Orleans Pelican.
Oh, I thought they had kind of resolved it, like to the degree that they were going to let him play again.
But I think it has unresolved itself into a way that he may not play for them ever again.
Well, it was also weird. Did we cover last week that they fired Dell Demps?
No, Dell Demps was a new thing that happened after the podcast last week.
I find that to be a supremely odd move.
Yeah, I mean, fuck if I know what's happening.
Because are they mad that they didn't trade? Like,
I mean, no, they
are they mad at him?
I don't know. I truly have no idea.
Surely they were. He was kind of doing their bidding.
Don't call me Shirley.
No, Shirley. Don't you think? Like,
yeah,
that makes it sound like he failed, and the owners were like, "No, you got to move this guy." And it seemed, I don't know. It's just very strange.
Yeah, I mean, that all sucks. I do not know what to do about that. I think that the owners knew they weren't going to trade him. And maybe they're having Dell Demps take the fall. But also, yeah, like, did Dell Demps do a good job as GM? I don't think so.
No.
So I'm not super upset about it.
No, I'm not upset. I just think it's... I'm only upset in that sometimes franchises are like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. I don't get it. And I generally want all the teams to be competitive.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to say, you know, at least they... At least the Pelicans have decided that Anthony Davis has played his last game for the team while they can trade him before the deadline.
I mean, at least they waited till it was impossible to move him.
Yeah.
And then decided.
No, I mean, no.
Well, at least they'll definitely get a package just as good as what the Lakers are offering 100%. In the offseason.
And, you know, just so everybody knows, the trade deadline used to be after the All-Star game. Right. So maybe just nobody told them. Nobody told them that things are different now.
Maybe that's why they fired him, because Dell Demps like looked at his like calendar and was like, oops, I've got this yearly reminder.
He was like, Mardi Gras and the trade deadline end around the same time. So
yeah, it's always like Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday.
It's Fat Tuesday tomorrow,
trade
right?
Thursday.
Is tomorrow Fat Tuesday?
I don't know. Does that mean that Wednesday is Ash Wednesday?
No, Wednesday would not be Ash Wednesday. When's Fat fucking Tuesday?
Or is Ash Wednesday at the end of Lent?
Ash Wednesday is a Lent thing.
Well, Fat Tuesday is too.
Isn't Fat Tuesday...
Fat Tuesday is like, do all your shit before Lent starts.
Damn. Fat Tuesday is March 5th.
I thought Fat Tuesday was like, go out and eat and drink all you want because you're about to start Lent.
Fat Tuesday is, yeah, the last day of Mardi Gras is Fat Tuesday. Right. Last day of the carnival season, the day before Ash Wednesday. I believe you are correct. You, sounds like somebody knows their weird Catholicism mixed with Cajun voodoo.
First of all, every man that I've ever dated has been Catholic.
Oh.
Not out of design. And my second boyfriend was Cajun.
Okay, a Cajun Catholic?
And my current husband, and I guess my last husband, his family is French Canadian.
Oh.
Who are the Cajuns.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
In case you don't know out there, they're from a part of Canada called Acadie, Acadians. Uh-huh. And so when they went down to Louisiana, Acadian was, what do you call it, shortened into Cajun.
That's Acadians. So interesting.
So, and I believe Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday.
Wow.
Like foie gras. I think the word
Mardi Gras or fast or Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's what it says here on this website that I went to. Wow.
So, Del Demps, have a great Mardi Gras.
Have a fantastic fucking Mardi Gras. That's amazing.
I almost wonder if we could go, not, we don't have to do it today, but like just as a thought experiment at some point, go through the league and be like, these are the franchises we think are run well. And all I mean by that is they make decisions that I go like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Like I don't, maybe it won't work out.
You mean like the Brooklyn Nets? Like there are people who are making good decisions right now. I think
the Brooklyn Nets right now are, we would put in the, they make good decisions category. I would say Indiana is in that.
Yeah.
I would say that Toronto is in that.
Yeah.
I think that Masai is willing to like, and no matter how Boston ends up this year, I put Boston in that.
Okay.
Like they're making decisions. They're taking some risks.
Yeah.
But they're not doing moves like the Knicks or the Bulls.
No.
Or
the Wizards.
Where you're just like, what are you doing? I don't get it. The Magic.
Where you draft five power forward centers in a row.
Minnesota. Like, where you draft 2 point guards in the first, what was it, like five picks or something?
Phoenix, or you know, where you pass up on Trae Young, or the Kings, where you pass up on Trae Young,
like,
or the Mavericks, where you pass up on Trae Young.
I would put Memphis in the category of like, I think they're, I actually think they are decently run.
Yeah,
they've had some bad luck.
See, you actually like John Hollinger. That's what it is.
I don't like John Hollinger.
Nope. He likes John Hollinger. Oh, you heard it here on this podcast. I forgot
that he's there.
You heard it here on this podcast. Well,
I don't like John Hollinger because I think his stat is bullshit.
Oh.
And I don't think you can point to John Hollinger's career as a Grizzly staffer as being like, look at the great renaissance he.
It's been like 8 years now.
It's only been 8 years.
And then they almost beat the Warriors that one year in the playoffs.
There you go.
2014.
They were up like 2-1.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that was it.
Recently heard Andre Iguodala talk about that.
Yeah.
Where, what was it? He told Steph he had to shoot more, maybe?
Yeah, that was, it was like, he took him out to barbecue and was like, you gotta do this.
Yeah.
It's up to you, man.
Yeah.
And then he did it.
Andre Iguodala, darling of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And
Kevin Durant, darling of Silicon Valley wannabe.
Well, he was, Iguodala was talking about how basically, you know, he was a millionaire when he went to Golden State.
Yeah.
Cause he'd been in the Sixers for a while. Like he had plenty of money to invest.
Oh yeah.
In .coms and all that, and could not get a return phone call.
That's wild.
Until they won the championship. And suddenly everybody wanted to like,
that's so
be
funny.
His buddy.
That's so funny.
Here's a problem, Casey.
I would love to solve a problem of yours.
One of the reasons that I don't like All-Star Game as well, or All-Star Weekend, is that I want to see the games get played. I want to see the season resolve. I want to get to the playoffs. And now I have 2 more days at least until I get to see more basketball.
Oh, boy. So we've come to the segment in our podcast where we're going to tell you what to do for the next 2 days if you or a basketball fan.
Yeah. I got a full, more than 48 hours to fill.
Yeah, that's tough. Here's the first thing that I want you to do. Sleep in.
Tomorrow?
Sleep in every day.
Oh,
all right?
Just what if like, I got a job?
I don't. Okay, go to sleep early. That's the first one. Okay. It's like, a lot of people who watch the NBA stay up very late.
That's true.
And part of the reason for that is East Coasters.
Yep.
They really have a hard time watching those West Coast games. Right. So if you're on the East Coast and you're trying to watch those games, it's up super late.
West Coaster is kind of an unexpected benefit.
Huge benefit.
But something you have to be a little careful of, if there's a game you actually care about, sometimes it's like 6 o'clock and you're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
But generally a benefit.
Yeah. That's my first thing.
Okay.
What's your first thing?
Maybe it's a good couple days to fire up your NBA 2K.
Ah, okay. So dive back into more basketball.
But, you know, I haven't actually turned my game on. I assume when I go in, I'll have a bunch of like lineup updates.
Oh yeah,
to download.
Definitely.
You know, play around with. I wonder actually where they will put.
Maybe you can play as Ronnie 2K in the All Star Celebrity Game.
Maybe I can. There probably is some kind of virtual All Star Weekend.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And maybe they just put Anthony Davis like in a janitor's closet.
That's got to be
the rest
it.
Of the season.
That's got to be it. In 2K, you gotta book him up, because if he gets injured in 2K, you can't trade him in 2K.
Yeah, is that true?
No, I don't.
Basketball games used to have a thing where like, games used to have a thing where you propose a trade and they would just let you do it no matter what.
Yeah, you could like override it.
Then they started having like artificial intelligence, the managers being like, no, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I remember in Madden 96, I couldn't trade players if I wanted to for Madden 96 for the Super Nintendo. It was like, we don't accept this trade of Elvis Gerbach for Joe Montana.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, in all the Madden games, it was just try to get Barry Sanders.
Oh, it's smart.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
What's your next suggestion for
My next suggestion is do yourself a favor. Treat yourself and go see Alita Battle Angel.
You just saw that today and you loved it.
I saw it today and I was not expecting to love it, and I fucking loved that movie. It was exactly what I was looking for, which was a sweeping sci-fi epic in a dystopian future that like was fun and cool, and yeah, the eyes are a little much, but like it works. The movie works. It's not done in a way that is like, no, it feels like it was like a little like sappy and earnest, but also like good and a little self-aware too.
Okay. And you're a recent A-list.
Recent AMC A-list.
How many
subscriber.
Movies have you seen on A-list?
I think I have seen 10 movies on AMC A-list.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, recent is like I've had it for 4 months.
What's, not to reveal too much, but what's your preferred region for because I live, there's not a great AMC option.
I head up to Burbank.
Okay.
I go up to Burbank, I make it happen, and you're not that far.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. That's the one just like across from the In-N-Out.
There are 3 in the area. There's 2 in one mall and 1 in a different
I mean if you people and I have lots of friends that live in Burbank, you should just get one when you move in.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in Burbank.
I mean, it's great. The price is a little higher now than when I got it, but it's like $23.95 a month now.
Okay.
It was $19.95 a month when I started it.
Are you grandfathered in, though?
I'm grandfathered in for at least another 6 months, and then I think the price goes up.
Okay.
Yeah, big fan of being able to see movies over there. I just wish that, you know, that it was a little closer to where I live, but it's not bad. The AMC 5 in West Hollywood is...
Is that the dine-in?
It's the dine-in one.
Yes.
It's decent. Have I gone to City Walk yet? No. Do I ever want to go to City Walk? Fucking no.
You know, I mean, you still have to pay like $15 for parking.
I would
you?
Just take the fucking bus up
oh,
there.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
But still, I hate it.
On the same theme of a little bit of basketball
yeah.
in your life?
Yeah.
I might in the next couple of days. My husband is in Australia doing a play. Maybe I'll watch Uncle Drew.
Dude.
And,
all right.
And our listeners that haven't seen Uncle Drew, maybe we'll all watch Uncle Drew in the next 2 days.
That sounds like a great idea. Let's watch Uncle Drew.
Okay.
I'm in on watching Uncle Drew.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Great idea. Good plan.
And then once Thursday starts.
We're back up again. We're back in. You can take a breath just like you made it. You have made it. You're back into the NBA.
We've got about like 25 games left.
It's not a ton.
Everybody.
Not a ton.
So there's not a lot of runway left.
No.
I'm just looking to see if everybody's basically played has about 25 games left.
Yeah.
There are some teams that have played like San Antonio has played a lot of games. Have they ever gone through their rodeo trip?
I don't know.
They've already played 59 games, so they only have 23 games left.
Yeah.
So the playoff picture isn't probably going to change. There's not going to be wild swings anymore in the playoff picture.
Not in the like the big picture, but you know the last 2 spots in the East
for
are
sure.
up to 4 teams,
and the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in both conferences will be up for grabs.
Yeah,
but I think to a certain degree, like in the West, Golden State, Denver, and Oklahoma City are going to be your top 3,
yeah.
most likely, and maybe Portland. And then in the East, I don't like Milwaukee, Toronto are probably going to be at the top. It's impressive to me that Indiana is the third seed in the East.
Yeah, they have been playing well even without Victor Oladipo.
Yeah. But like there's sort of the natural gaps between like the top five East teams are going to be the top five East teams.
Yes.
Like Brooklyn's not going to catch them. And then in the West, there is a little bit more of a cluster, but
yeah,
that four through nine is separated by four games in the loss column.
Yeah.
I regret to inform people that I don't believe the Lakers will be making the playoffs this year.
Wow.
And I mean, don't.
We're all okay with this. We've all talked about this.
Yeah. We're fine.
We're fine.
But if you're a Laker fan, a team like the Kings, if they get in the playoffs, that's great for them.
Oh, they're going to be so happy.
If the Clippers get in the playoffs, that's great for them.
Oh.
A team like the Lakers. If we're not really going for a championship, like it's almost like let's just take the summer off.
I mean, LeBron hasn't had a summer off in a number of years.
Yeah, you know, a team like Orlando. If Orlando rallied to get that eighth spot, which they could do, they're only two games back. Great for them. You know. Anyways, you got 48 hours to watch Uncle Drew. Everybody listening.
That is right.
And we'll see you next week, I guess.
Well, I mean, do you have any shows this week?
Oh well. What do I have? Thursday night, I'm hosting a stand-up show at Skiptown Playhouse.
Very nice.
I believe at 8 p.m.
Thursday at 8 p.m. Look at us.
Yeah, and you're hosting something. What's your Thursday at 8?
Finish your week out.
Friday. I think I'm in the Baby Wants Candy show.
Baby Wants
Candy. Last Friday, I was like, I think I'm in it. And then I texted and I wasn't, but I happened to be at UCB later and I ended up doing the show.
Great.
And then Friday at, I believe, 9:30.
Yeah.
I'm in the Asian AF battle rap.
That's right.
Night.
That's right.
So I don't really know what that's going to be, but I think I'm supposed to be rapping against other people.
Yeah, dude, get your battle rap on.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Got three shows.
Okay.
This week I got a Thursday night Logan Everett show. Tori and I are the only two surviving members of Logan Everett who can make it to the show.
Oh.
So we're playing with some friends and hosting a good fun show. Friday night, we got a Bitchcoin Bitch Fest.
Ah.
Really good lineup with wonderful people and UCB's mess hall team. I believe they're called.
While you look that up, this is similar to Clay and Steph going at each other. Our shows are like competing against each other.
Yeah, we always fight on shows. That's why we have to, you know, duel it out. It's a duel. It's a mad duel. We're excited. We have Busters. They're
very cool.
A graduated mess hall team. It'll be fun. Then Saturday night I got Pitch Please's Full. So it's a full week of comedy for your boy.
What is full? Is these longer ones?
Longer sets. We get to do our famous Pitch Please 30-minute musical improv set.
And Pitch Please hasn't. It seems like the Pitch Please shows have been more sparse. Is that true?
We do that show every last Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And then...
So, I mean, you got to catch this Pitch Please show here.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not something you can just fuck around every week and be like, I'll go see Pitch Please.
No. If you want to see the show, come through and see the show. If you want to be a team that plays at our show, do us a favor and cancel more than an hour before the show.
Has that happened?
Like two shows in a row.
Oh boy.
Very upsetting.
Wait, and these are people set to do a long set?
Yeah.
And how long is the set?
Like as long as you want. We'll give you up to 30 minutes.
And where is this?
It's at the Burbank, in Burbank at the Actors Collective on Burbank Boulevard.
Okay.
It's like Burbank and...
Did you find fill-ins the previous times?
No. We just had two teams.
Send me a text.
Yeah.
And I'll throw together a team and come up there.
Excellent.
If that happens again.
Excellent.
Great. Well, guys, have fun getting back in, re-entering orbit of the NBA world.
Hell yes.
Everybody go see Uncle Drew.
Everybody go see Alita Battle Angel. Everybody stay home and get stoned and watch Uncle Drew.
Yes, there we go. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.